Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Johannesburg and Polokwane 28, Mbombela 29.
Nothing too major on the roads at the moment. However, Central Joburg's got slow-moving traffic on the M2 West towards the Crown and Braamfontein. It's the roadworks causing queuing traffic. That's M1 South before Smith Street.
The Health Ombud has released a scathing report of poor service and neglect against the Helen Joseph Hospital in Johannesburg following a complaint by former broadcaster Tom London. In September last year, London, who was a patient at the hospital, posted a video on social media complaining about staff and crumbling infrastructure. Cliff Shiko has more.
The former radio presenter alleged that he spent 3 days in the emergency care due to lack of beds in the ward. This allegation by Tom London was justified in the Health Ombuds report. A second allegation was against hospital staff who allegedly treated patients like cockroaches. This, however, was not substantiated in the report, as well as claims that the X-ray staff did not administer radio contrast medium during a scan. The Ombud also refuted claims by London that he was not attended to by doctors for 48 hours. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda and FM News.
The Gauteng Health Department, or Gauteng Education Department rather, has confirmed the deaths of four pupils from Daveyton after their scholar transport was involved in a crash on the N12 near Padfontein this morning. It's understood at least two of the victims were siblings. Five others were injured. The cause of the crash is yet to be established. Here's spokesperson Steve Mabona.
Confirmed the tragic loss of four learners from Tom Newby Primary School, Rainfield Primary School, and an ECD center, which still need to be confirmed. Another girl learner, a grade 3 from Rainfield Primary School, is in a critical condition.
Cabinet is set to give its final approval of Finance Minister Enegoronwana's reworked budget today. The minister is expected to deliver his budget speech on Wednesday. The tabling of the budget was postponed last month over disagreements within the Government of National Unity regarding a proposed 2% value-added tax increase. As digitalization transforms industries across South Africa, the Electoral Commission is considering whether elections should go digital. Experts and stakeholders have gathered in Cape Town to discuss the potential implementation of e-voting in South Africa. While electronic voting has been adopted in some countries, IEC Chief Electoral Officer Sy Mamambola says African nations like Namibia and the DRC have faced challenges.
For e-voting to be a viable solution, it must be accessible to all South Africans, regardless of their location of socio-economic position. That is why our discussions here must be comprehensive, aiming to address all blind spots and ultimately provide fit-for-purpose solutions for South Africa.
And finally, Kylie Minogue's The Locomotion and Diana Ross's Upside Down are just some of the songs guaranteed to get King Charles III on the dance floor. The UK monarch revealed today with the launch of the King's Music Room. He has joined forces with Apple to launch the playlist. I'm Chanel Sotemene Tweedy with Nes de Eer. Die Gesondheidsombudsman het 'n verslag van swak diens en verwaarlosing teen die Helen Joseph Hospital in Johannesburg vrygestel.
And further details, jacarandfm.com, and you better hit that million and change banner and get entries in.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex Jett on Jacaranda FM.
By your dumb face all the time, living in your glass house, I'm outside, looking in a big blue eyes, did it just to hurt me and make me cry, smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life, you're in. Now I'm positive I should